Performing CPR on the canary. I have a problem with drinking. It's not the problem I thought it was. Here's the pattern that played out time and again for me. Over time, I'd gradually start to drink more. Instead of having 2 beers on Saturday, I'd have 3. Then 4. And then more. And I'd be present to it. I'd see that happening, and I'd start to berate myself for it. And eventually I'd get frustrated with what was happening and I'd say, God damn it, enough of this. It's a waste of time, money, it's not healthy. And I'd create a mechanism for control. Those mechanisms could take any variety of forms. Sometimes it'd be no drinking for a month. Sometimes I'd limit the amount I was allowed to drink in a week or over the course of a month. Sometimes I'd even create some kind of structure where there was room for a crazy day, you know, like, this is the day you can just, you know, go out and party if you want, and then the rest is controlled. And then over time, the whole cycle would repeat itself. So I'd get things under control, and then slowly but surely it'd start to creep back in. How strange. Am I an alcoholic? I'd wonder to myself. It didn't feel that way, but I know many people that are alcoholic think the same thing. I don't have a problem, seems to be the mantra of people that have a problem. And yet, I never really struggled to stop when I made the decision. There was the challenge of reinventing myself in the moment, especially that first week when I was so used to saying yes to being offered a drink. But beyond that, it was easy. So what the heck was going on? It took a powerful coach asking me a single powerful coaching question for me to begin to understand the root of all this. And here's what I can distinguish is really happening. One, I start to get comfortable. I like being comfortable. So do you. I get to lay on the couch. I don't have to worry about my fears. I don't even have to be with my fear. And I can while away my days playing video games and relaxing. I'm not playing a big game, you know, in life, because a big game is scary, and instead I'm comfortable. I'm playing a small game that I can control and know how it's going to work out. I've got everything within my purview, and I'm feeling safe. Life is good. Two, I start to get bored, because frankly, comfort is fucking boring. After a while, I've done all the couching and video gaming and TV watching that I can. I've got more energy because I'm not doing anything to expend the energy. It's now just sitting in me. Three, I hate being bored. It's painful. It's painful because I know that I'm capable of more. But in the moment, it doesn't feel that way. It just feels like boredom, excruciating boredom. And it shows up as a craving for more stimulation. Four, I seek out stimulation to self-medicate the boredom. Drinking, alcohol, video games, drinking, coffee, starting fights on the internet, drinking, tea, getting stoned, back when that was something I did regularly, looking at porn, etc. Five, I get frustrated with my stimulation-seeking behavior, and I seek to control it by imposing rules and harsh restrictions on myself. Now notice that number 5 actually addresses the symptom of the problem, the very tail of this whole cycle, rather than the problem itself. And even more perfectly, it actually keeps the problem in place. By addressing the particular form of stimulation I'm using at the time, I do nothing for the real problem, which is that I'm playing a game in life that's not worthy of who I am. It's not worthy of who you are either. I'm still bored. I haven't done anything about the actual root. Guess what happens when I remove a particular form of stimulation from the equation? I'll tell you. I just fill that need elsewhere. Have you ever decided to reduce your drinking only to notice yourself overeating? Or maybe you make a diet plan and restrict what you start to eat, only to find yourself smoking a lot more than usual? It's even worse. Eventually, even if I don't create this control structure, I get bored of that particular stimulant. because stimulation doesn't equate with generation. And boredom is a lack of generation, not stimulation. So from here, the next evolution of the cycle is obvious. Add something else into the mix. This is the way I find myself up late, playing video games, watching a movie with a full teapot and a beer in my hand. What the hell am I doing? Whatever it is, it's akin to trying to perform CPR on the canary in the gold mine. See, miners used to take canaries into coal mines because the canaries would die from exposure to carbon dioxide before the miners would. This would give the miners enough time to put on respirators or escape from the mine shaft before they too were overcome by the gases. The problem is only a problem when I relate to the canary dying as though it's supposed to be a bad thing. The point of the canary in the coal mine wasn't to have a bird that was pleasing to look at while you worked. It was to tell you, dude, holy shit, get out of this mine shaft right fucking now. And likewise, my stimulation-seeking behavior isn't there to make life palatable and exciting. It's there to tell me, dude, holy shit, you need to stop fucking around and step your game up right now. When I start to play a bigger, inevitably scarier game, I notice that I naturally stop seeking out stimulation. Maybe you will too. So write in. Tell me, what did you take from this? What do you see for yourself? Share with us. Hey, look, there's a billion articles out there about increasing traffic to your website. And I get contacted once every month or so by an internet marketing company that wants to help me increase my traffic. Many of those articles out there even suggest creating less content. They say, focus on marketing your existing content. I don't want to do any of that because it bores me. And I really believe it's possible to grow your audience without resorting to strategies and tricks like that. And I also believe that there's value in creating raw, authentic, vulnerable posts. And that even though that flies in the face of, quote, good business advice, it's actually something the world is hungry for. And I intend to prove that perspective, my view, valid, or drive this plane straight into the ground, being proven wrong. You've got the power to vote on which kind of content we put into the world. If you agree with my stand for creating content that's open and transparent and not resorting to cheap tricks to put it out into the world and grow an audience, please share it. Share it with one person you think might be interested. Share it on social media. Heck, print it. Give it to a family member, you know, the one that you've got in your family that's really into personal development. Every time you share something like this, you're voting in favor of seeing more of this kind of content being produced. And if you disagree, then don't. Don't share it. Keep it to yourself and shake your head knowingly. Both of those choices are fine. Simply notice that whichever you choose, you are in fact voting. My intention is simply to presence you to the choice you're making. Thanks for reading. Thanks for supporting.